Monday, April 2nd, 2012. Thank you for joining us for another transmission. It's InfoWars Nightly News. Coming up tonight, we'll interview Mark Moreno of ClimateDepot.com. The globalists are calling for the arrest, imprisonment, or psychiatric imprisonment of anyone questioning their plan for Agenda 21 global governance under the guise of environmental crises. Homeland Security is targeting anti-abortion activists as domestic terrorists. We've got huge news out of Arizona, where they're also restricting the First Amendment, saying you'll be arrested if you use cuss words on the Internet, and more. Welcome, my fellow info warriors and lovers of liberty, those of you that hate darkness, tyranny, and oppression. We're here yet again, thanks to the good Lord above and your support. It is Monday, April 2nd, 2012, and this is yet another edition of InfoWars Nightly News. Let's jump straight into our top headlines. Then later, Mark Moreno, Climate Depot, and others are going to be joining us. First off, Homeland Security targets anti-abortion activists as domestic terrorists. They're saying if they protest out in front of abortion clinics, the killing of children, that they should be arrested for stalking. And now the federal government, through different groups, is calling for killing children up to age 3 who are healthy. So now if you don't want to kill that little baby there on screen, you'll have to get arrested as a stalker, I guess. And I have a video clip here dealing with this from the 1980s. I also have videos from the 90s where the federal government came into local police departments and funded them to billy club, to break arms, to attack peaceful demonstrators out front abortion clinics with their arms being broken. This is called pain compliance. And federal and state courts have ruled you can taser, you can billy club, you can break arms as pain compliance. It's not torture breaking your arm. It's pain compliance when you taser somebody to make them answer questions. It's not a violation of the Fifth Amendment. It's pain compliance. So here is a clip from our film, Martial Law, that came out in 2005, detailing how the First Amendment right of anti-abortion advocates, who are about 70% of the public in America, by the way, even if they were 1%, I'd support their free speech. But this is a majority view being violated by the eugenicist. They want to make sure that the slaughter of babies continues. So let's go ahead and go to this clip.
The reason the elite is selling us on torture is because they want to condition us to where we will accept its use against us. And it's been going on for decades in America, in the prisons, and against pro-life demonstrators, environmental activists, and anyone else that doesn't totally submit to their tyranny. The footage you're seeing is from the late 1980s and early 1990s, where the police openly pulled out nunchucks, started wrapping it around the arms of peaceful pro-life demonstrators and brutally breaking them, simply because they refused to get off the side of the sidewalk. The police thought it was their right to break people's arms because they didn't follow their orders.
They used nunchucks on the rescuers. This is an illegal martial arts weapon, and merely possessing one in California is a felony. To be attacked with one is assault with a deadly weapon. Never before in the history of America have nunchucks been used on nonviolent protesters. This is the gruesome sight of what happened. The police, in unprovoked cruelty, wrapped the nunchucks around Michael Hausman's arm and broke it. When lawyers went to federal Judge Tashima to request he order the police to cease using them, he denied the request, saying in so many words that pro-lifers could not prove they were in any danger.
I can't tell you what it's like to be lying on the ground with police officers on a top of you, using all sorts of torture holes to make you walk. You can't walk even if you wanted to walk. And their sole intent is to torture you. And then listening to the screams of the people.
Thank you. when you bring out riot sticks, it's usually because you expect to see some serious opposition. So you put on helmets and you put on face masks and you carry shields. These policemen were bareheaded.
But here it was calculated torture, and the policemen were enjoying the pain. They laughed at the people screaming, and all of us screaming. All grown men, mature men. And you couldn't help but scream. What happened was when the two nightsticks squeezed on the wrists, they cut off the nerve ends and the flow of blood, and your hand swelled up to almost twice the size, and then it turned black.
It didn't matter whether you were a woman, a man, an old person. It didn't matter what your age, sex, or anything. That they were just there. They were going to brutalize everybody. And I think probably to the women more particularly, that they were very angry that they couldn't get a young woman like myself to walk. And I could tell that it was a pride issue.
This is an important illustration because it shows us how long this tyranny has been going on in this country. And if they can get away with it with one group, they can get away with it against everybody. The fact of the matter is, the establishment and its enforcers have been setting the precedent for a long time to torture women in plain view of the public, to use illegal nunchucks and break people's arms. And now in Iraq, they have these big live TV shows with all the people confessing after they've been openly tortured. And in 2005, people they take into hospitals who refuse drug tests are restrained and then tasered repeatedly until they go ahead and urinate in a cup. And there are hundreds and hundreds of examples we don't even have time to cover here. The point is, this is all macabre and terrifying, and the New World Order is conditioning us to accept it. We must resist it.
All this is a playground for cowardly freaks who want to engage in torture. Breaking men and women's arms, grabbing women's breasts, torturing them, the police smiling, it's a great joke. We got a bunch of Christians that are peaceful. Break their arms. Ah, land of the free, home of the brave. But don't worry, police, you've all been injected with cancer viruses. I know, laugh now, die later. The globalists have already killed you as well. You think the dark powers have given you this evil just so you can have fun? You are nothing but instruments of your own destruction. So enjoy. Let's shift gears now here. Bill Clinton, another loving serial killer, has come out and said, ban guns. Just ban self-defense, ban everything. That's in CBS News. Biden also told good old CBS News he thinks you should ban people having guns to defend themselves in their homes or on their property. He's openly come out and said, restrict it all. So that's CBS News right there for you. We've got all those reports. It's up at Infowars.com, a synopsis boiled down. Obama administration exploits Trayvon shooting to push anti-gun race-baiting rhetoric. Establishments creating the myth of white-on-black violence to take everyone's rights. Oh, by the way, we have our illustrious Attorney General on C-SPAN years ago saying brainwash the public against the Second Amendment. Of course, why brainwash them? They're now just giving us vaccines that eat the cerebral cortex. That's coming up. But the government's good people. You can't give a white flag to these folks. They don't come to have you surrender. That's why my job's easy. Let's go ahead and go to our loving Attorney General who ships guns into Mexico and cocaine to the U.S. Here it is.
Have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way. Brainwash people into thinking about guns. Brainwash people. Brainwash people into thinking about guns.
And of course, if you forgot, Army Times, you name it, are reporting they're training Brigade Homeland to confiscate your guns. Your military, you fund, is being trained to confiscate your guns and put you in FEMA camps for civil unrest so these foreign banks engaging in an overthrow of America can have their way with us. The good news is the military is waking up. They've handpicked the FBI on average to be totally criminal, ATF. They've tried to handpick local police. But the good news is that we were there to preemptively expose this. So the military and many local police are waking up. But God help us. with the FBI. They're already trying to infiltrate this operation right now and shut us down. So we're here by the grace of God. Hope you continue to spread the word about what we're doing here, because we are facing down the anti-American enemies of this country, like that guy right there, who's an open criminal shipping guns into Mexico. Did I mention that? So we have Holder doing all of that. We just showed you some of the articles. Let's shift gears into how they're trying to shut down our free speech. We already covered them trying to charge as stalkers people that protest abortuaries. Now Arizona has passed sweeping internet censorship bill legislation to make it illegal to use offensive language online. And again, they get the conservatives to ban free speech. They get the liberals to ban free speech. There's nothing left. Ban those Christians. Ban people cussing. Ban a woman's breast on the internet. Pretty soon there's no free speech left. Even if you don't like speech, you better defend it. As long as speech isn't calling for overt violence, then it's protected. By the way, Facebook, because it's government run, along with Twitter, is allowing stuff calling for George Zimmerman's killing, the Trayvon Martin, but they'll shut your website down for criticizing Obama or the UN. Just incredible. And the bill is sweepingly broad and would make it a crime to communicate via electronic means of speech that is intended to annoy, offend, harass, or terrify, as well as certain sexual speech. This is a copy of the federal anti-bullying legislation, which annihilates our precious First Amendment. So incredible news. It's at InfoWars.com. Also, DrudgeReport.com, link to that story. Let's shift gears to Iraq propaganda now. Curveball, we knew, lied from day one that Saddam had mega weapons, nukes, EMPs, you know, 18,000-foot blood-drinking Easter bunnies. This was all a fraud. And then we got the Downing Street memo, the White House memos that Bush and the Pentagon ordered at the highest levels. Fake intelligence. They said, we know there's no WMDs. Created. This guy was part of finding fake witnesses. But now the media is acting, we've got some of those articles, like Curveball made all this up. The New American breaks down that it's part of the lies, but other publications are acting like, you know, this is some type of new revelation. And on top of that, on top of the London Independent and others, in fact, give me a document cam shot over here and I'll show you. The New American gets it right. The Independent goes along with the official system. Man whose WMD lies led to 100,000 deaths. By the way, just add one more one to that. It's well over a million. Lancet reports that. So that's a whitewash as well. The man whose WMD lies led to 1 million, and that was in 2007 numbers, deaths confesses all. Went on TV to admit it's all fake. So my point is, he was just one of the little fake witnesses, little fake informants they used to then convict the Iraqi people to death, murder, and depleted uranium bombing campaign. Kind of like the FBI will come and tell somebody, we're going to put you in jail for a made-up crime unless you lie and say Alex Jones, you know, sacrifices children in his basement. That's how these people operate. That's how they do it. Now, going back to the document cam, I thought I'd show you a few other articles associated with this. Look at this. Oh, that's another film there. Opposition says Syrian rebel fighters to get salaries. For 1 year, NATO and the global bankers with U.S. money, our tax money, have funded al-Qaeda, blowing up schools, blowing up military bases, blowing up police stations, and calling them peaceful protesters. Remember that? Now they admit they're funding them militarily, but saying they're going to pay their salaries. Here's another article on that front. Nations pledge millions for Syrian opposition. 70 partners, all run by the big bankers, AP reports, the U.S. chief among them, our money, to fund the rebels with weapons systems and communications, along with sanctions, to overthrow Syria. Again, just like Libya, no fan of Gaddafi, but they've now put al-Qaeda into charge there. None of this has anything to do with liberty or freedom in this country. Now, let's go ahead and move on to the face of twisted bizarreness. Because they take these people who are low-grade morons and they build them up and say, you're going to run the globe. We're going to arrest everybody. We're going to put everybody that doesn't agree with us in psychiatric facilities. And they've got this huge banker and media funding. But despite all that, we're still exposing them and defeating them. So now they're getting more and more desperate, saying, arrest us and put us in psychiatric facilities. Arrest us. She says, the professor on screen, that you are a racist if you're not for carbon taxes, if you're not admitting global warming is man-made and real, then humans are bad. Of course, the eugenicists run the global warming movement and openly admit it's they're cut off Latin America, Asia, and Africa's funding and their own infrastructure, so billions, billions will die. You know, most of this planet lives on less than $2 a day, right? You know that in the UN and Africa is pushing people off their land and they're starving to death. You know they're shooting people. But I'm a racist because I don't want Africa to have its infrastructure cut off, and I want Africa to be able to have power plants because I want to build Africa up. I want to empower humanity because I know what comes around goes around. I mean, that's an intellectual thing that I know you reap what you sow, karma. At a gut level, my head's screwed on straight. We're going to talk about that in a moment. So, see, I'm bad. I'm not one of these people. Climate change skepticism, a sickness that must be treated, says professor. Global warming alarmists equates climate denial with racism. We have to be put in mental facilities because we get the emails from the UN admitting it's all a fraud and an excuse to set up global taxes over everybody. But I'm not supposed to look at that because she's like, I'm a professor. I run things. Mental institutions. Drug them. And listen, it's hundreds of them. It's the UN. She's just one of them out there pushing all of this in everybody's face. So it is for that reason, and we're going to talk about this with Mark Moreno coming up, because now they got climate pushers saying we should be drugged if we don't agree. And that's part of the new vaccine you're going to get. They're saying, well, you're not going to worry about anything. You're going to be a good biological android that does what the master class, people that are mad at everybody else, says. The ultimate creepy, weird hippie who claims they're all liberal and wants to guilt you into doing what they say. No, this is a control freak on steroids. Okay, but she knows what to do. She'll get you. If there's some dark void in the universe spiraling out, possessing people with demons, let me tell you, those eyes, they say it all right there. I mean, we're talking goblin creature. But side issue, it's just like all of them. Let's go ahead and give her, this is only the fourth time I've given one of these in 8 months on air on the nightly news. We're going to give her the coveted Skeksy Award. This only goes to people, well, that show they've got the talent that it takes to be a Skeksy leader. If you're into soul-sucking tyranny and arresting those that you disagree with and putting them in psychiatric facilities, you win the Agenda 21 Skeksy Award. And so to Professor Carrie Norgaard, who loves the system, loves the state, is funded with our tax money, to her, we give her the highest award, the Skeksy Award, for you, my darling. Here it is. I will put you in a mental institution. I run everything. All right. You are the Skeksy Award winner. Let me tell you, Professor, this is prestigious. This is like getting an Oscar. I mean, and don't worry. Somebody of your caliber, crazed with control freak lust, but with a tiny little brain, you are going to have, this is not just your only moment in the sun. We're going to go to break later and spend a lot of time with you. Because we know you're the special people that hate humanity so much that you're carrying out the Agenda 21. Because look at her. She's like smiling. She's like, ah, green skull. Ah. I mean, you know, she's like looking into Hell's Gate. Every photo of her online is the same thing. It's just like, ah. I mean, she she realizes it's like, the planet will soon be ours. I release me. Soon the light will be removed. And it's like, yeah, I'm sorry. So that's coming up. They don't like me, destroy them. Ah, so that's no one likes me. Cut their power off. So I am a minion of the dark force. Kneel to me. Drug him. All right, I got to stop right there. Oh yeah. Oh, that is. Let me tell you, I can look right into her soul. Oh, what do I see? She's got like 50 cat boxes she's got to clean out when she gets home. So that woman sees a dog. It's just like, ah! She's like freaking out right now watching this. How do I know? I don't need surveillance inside your bungalow to see all the cat droppings. I'm sorry. Staring into the abyss, one does go mad. Let me tell you, you put her face up on screen, it just sends me wild. I mean, one look into those crossed eyes. Because she's, oh, yeah. I mean, she's just staring at your soul. She's like, I'll get your country. All these people won't see who I am. That won't stop me. It's all night. All right. That's enough. Yeah. Take me now to brain-eating vaccines. Let's move from something to something less horrifying. I want to be honest. I apologize to the professor. We're actually very blessed that the city under environmental guises where I live, Austin, Texas, has seized tens of thousands of acres of people's property they made sell for pennies on the dollar so parts of it could be built on by elitists. But then in other areas, because it's government preserves, like the Hunger Games, the citizens are not allowed. And it says the citizens even created hiking trails. That's right here. They even created hiking trails. Oh, my gosh. Onto all the tens of thousands of acres stolen by the city of Austin. But don't worry. Officials, they're officials, not servants. Officials say they aim to protect the Balcones Preserve, the stolen land. They aim to protect it because they've put in cameras. I'll show you a shot of that. Up, they put a big fence so the feral humans can't get into the land they took. They're getting ready to sell the hotels and stuff. And the GMO they get ready to feed us. They've put cameras with your tax money, you little scum, up everywhere. Motion sensing to watch the feral humans. Cause on these big neighborhoods, they started walking into the woods. That's even worse than in the old days, going out and taking a rabbit for your starving family under feudalism. We expose their total agenda of tyranny. In a book we sell at InfoWars.com, if you want to support us, Behind the Green Mask, Agenda 21, Rosa Corey, another evil thought criminal. But right here where I live, we're just dealing with these. The article says they have to all be surveilled. They even walked in the forest. Chemically lobotomize them all immediately. I want to be clear right now. Americans in tens of thousands of acres stolen by the city of Austin under a UN power grab. Of course, most of it's been given to hotels and others to build on after they stole it. They're actually walking in the woods of money that they paid for to have the land stolen. You know, the 10 cents on the dollar they paid. Thank God the city's surveilling them. Thank God they've got cameras aiming into their backyards. And thank God they're arresting and fining people that walked in the forest. Thank God they're talking about arresting people that criticize their man-made climate change. Thank God. Thank God they're doing all of this because these are good people. And without them, without the government doing this, we would not be safe. So stop. I'm going to apologize right now. I'm going to be honest. I made fun of her because I was a bad American who thought that we shouldn't go to mental institutions for not believing her. So now I bow to her right now. Oh, great ruler, supreme commander, trendy, I worship thee. I will do whatever you say. Abort children up to age 3. World government is good. Everything you say is what I must do. Look at that face. The face of a god. The face of a queen. The face of our savior. She has full Rothschild backing. Yeah. Before I get to brain-eating vaccines, I thought I should just mention, I'll cover this more on the radio tomorrow, they're talking about indicting a bunch of members of the Saints and all this for trying to hurt players of the opposite team. You might as well dig up Vince Lombardi and burn his body then, because they've always been trained to try to hurt the quarterback. This is a violent gladiatorial sport. This reminds me of Apocalypse Now, where they say, we train our soldiers to drop napalm on children, but don't write F word on your airplane. This is all part of the criminal government always teaching us that the general public is bad and celebrities are bad and, you know, the government is the great arbiter of power and be afraid of the feds who are run by foreign banks. Now there's that report. Speaking of another Lombardi, Joey Lombardi was a researcher who worked on programs at the Pentagon, classified vaccine programs that aren't vaccines, that are nanotech reengineering of the brain, live viruses that eat parts of the brain. And Joey Lombardi released the Funvax Pentagon lecture last year. He was arrested after he released that information. And, of course, even before this happened, we had reported in 2010, brain-eating vaccines, the reality behind the conspiracy theory. And then that expands onto this article out of the Daily Mail from August of 2010. Jab that could put a stop to stress without slowing us down. Well, that sounds like a cool drink of water right there. This is a virus that goes in with its injector system and attacks the human brain so that you never feel serious emotion anymore in the frontal lobe of the cerebral cortex. It's called lobotomy. This is the part for advanced science, music, creativity. Well, we're just going to send viruses in to have a little meal. And they call this attacking the bad gene, which manifested in your brain tissue. They don't say, we're going to give the troops and Taliban and others, anybody who's upset of a virus that eats your brain, like polio eats your nerve endings and other parts of the body, we're going to attack the bad gene. They mean that manifested right there. So let's go back to her. It's like, oh, here's your shot. Oh, isn't it fun? Isn't it fun to be Skull Lady? Because you're not going to feel any pain anymore. And they're also coming out and saying, hey, we're not going to let you know that there's toxic BPA. We're not going to ban that. It sterilizes you and increase cancer. We're not going to let you GMO label food. Because, hey, we got a little shot. A little shot and makes everything better. You're not going to even care when we kill you. So I thought we'd go ahead and go to this leaked film from the Pentagon. We've checked the Pentagon number. It's a real Pentagon footage of them talking about giving the public. And they say release it virally. That's the best part. They're like, well, how do we give this to everybody? We don't just give it to Al-Qaeda. We give it to everybody. We just release it. And then this part of the brain associated with spiritual thought and not submitting, that spark of human fire, that God gene, it's gone, and we can learn to worship our new God. Because she does, you know, she wants to teach you. You're going to take drugs. You're going to go to a psychiatric facility. You're going to do what you're told. There you go. There's your new God. You're envisioning some God in your mind, the universe. You're tapping into that. No. This is God. In fact, if God has now been photographed. Put her back up. I mean, on screen. This is your new God. This is the elite super creature. She's got her eyes crossed right on your liberty. She's coming at her like a heat-seeking missile. You're going to be her robot slave cleaning out cat boxes. stop by. Go ahead and go to the Pentagon briefing, the brain-eating vaccines. They obviously already got to her brain. Here it is.
So the data that I'm presenting here supports the concept that we're proposing. And I think that we would not propose to do CT scans or fMRIs on individuals out in the hinterlands of Afghanistan. The virus would immunize against this VMAT2 gene, and that would have the effect that you see here, which is it's essentially to turn a fanatic into a normal person. And we think that will have major effects in the Middle East.
How would you suggest that this is going to be dispersed, the aerosol?
Well, so the present plan and the tests that we've done so far have used respiratory viruses such as flu or rhinoviruses, and we believe that that's a satisfactory way to get the exposure of the largest part of the population. Most of us, of course, have been exposed to both of those viruses, and we're quite confident that this will be a very successful approach.
This is fascinating. What's the name of this proposal?
Yeah, so the name of this project is FunVax, which is the vaccine for religious fundamentalism.
And you have a proposal already?
The proposal has just been submitted, and I think that the data that I have shown you today would support the development of this project, and we think it has great promise.
Now, I want to be clear. They're pushing this like, hey, it's an anti-stress vaccine. Never have a conscience, never get upset. Literally turning us into biological androids. This brain-eating vaccine issue is number one. We're going to go to break here and play a piece I did 2 years ago on brain-eating vaccines that upset Wired Magazine, a whole bunch of other publications. This hit really close to the core of the power structure. This is the info they don't want you to know. Then we're going to come back with our guest tonight, looking at the control freak ideology of the globalist, Mark Moreno of ClimateDepot.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back. My friends, please pay attention to the information I'm about to cover and research the links that we'll post below this video so that you understand none of this is my opinion. It is fact. This issue is the most important issue going on in the world. It is scientific tyranny. I've read literally hundreds of government white papers and documents and books like Eco-Science, where the White House science czar talks about forcibly drugging the water to dumb you down and sterilize you. But now, they're in the New York Times and Time Magazine and everywhere, and all the major medical journals promoting not only drugging the water with lithium, which, by the way, they're already doing, but now they're announcing it, to make you servile. But now they are admitting that they plan to deploy something I learned about a decade ago. Hundreds of different vaccines. They're really biological re-engineering live viruses that they inject into your body, and the live viruses go in and attack your brain. And they claim, oh, it's to stop drug addiction. Those same receptor sites that pick up opiates and nicotine and alcohol pick up your normal endorphins. It's part of being a normal human being. Those drugs mimic that. And the viruses attack those receptor sites and kill them and create dead tissue. It is a vaccine-induced live virus lobotomy. Now they're coming out and saying the American people and the people of the world are sick. And major medical journals are saying we need to give everybody these shots to make them feel better, to stop having anxiety, to stop being angry. In other words, to take away your instinct for self-preservation, your will to survive, to make you accept all the bad things that are happening, to turn you into a biological android, a type of zombie. You cannot make this up. Please send this video to everyone you know. For God's sakes, understand how serious this is. This is a global scientific corporate takeover of life itself. The globalists aren't just reengineering corn and wheat and every other major crop and engineering sterilants into them. Suddenly, all over the news, they're promoting lithium and Prozac and other drugs in the water. head bioethicist at Cambridge. They're the people that advise and set medical policy for doctors, are announcing they want to force drug you, and they're calling it cognitive enhancement. I've got a CBS News piece where they say that mercury helps your intelligence when everyone knows it causes brain damage.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
So when they say cognitive enhancement, they mean cognitive brain damage. They mean taking your essence, literally your psyche, who you are, away. And they sit up there saying, well, if we put Prozac in the water, it'll cut suicide, when it's admitted that Prozac on its insert can cause suicide. I have mainstream news articles that have just come out in the last few days in England where people have a tenfold increase in convulsions and they develop epilepsy after the flu shot. I talked to top scientists who studied the flu shot last year and found bizarre viral RNA in it that deals with the brain. I've had top brain surgeons on, like Dr. Russell Blaylock, to talk about this and the government documents that he's read, how this is part of a eugenics population control program. I mean, here it is. London Telegraph, flu jab linked to fits in under fives. And it goes on to say they've been told not to give children, 110,000 in England, under five the shot, because they had convulsions at 10 times the regular rate. Lindsay Lohan isn't what matters. Mel Gibson isn't what matters. The depression doesn't even matter. War with Iran is not even that important compared to a medical dictatorship. And under the National Health Service in England, and now national health care here in the U.S., they're slashing regular health care like cancer surgery or having a broken leg fixed and converting it over to psychiatry and this biological warfare or biopsychiatry, where they say, don't worry about drugs anymore for your depression. We're going to give you a shot that alters your brain by viruses literally attacking your brain. And they're rolling it out in public trials, over 100 of these vaccines right now. And they're clearly spiking other vaccines with it. If you love your children, if you love your family, you've got to realize this is a creeping, scientific, incremental, soft kill system. Let's go over some of these articles. Jab that could put a stop to stress without slowing us down. And it says they're going to make humans better. They've re-engineered potatoes and corn. Why not just re-engineer humans? And they quote all these major medical journals saying how great it is. And they say, this could change society, the professor said. And they have a government-funded Stanford team with these neuroprotective viruses. And this particular vaccine, one of hundreds, is a live herpes virus engineered to only eat certain key brain tissue.
What's wrong?
Nothing, nothing really. I just feel that I need something stronger.
If you have a problem, don't hesitate to ask for assistance.
Yes, thank you. I'll be all right.
Call 348.
They're not asking you. They're just rolling it out. And this isn't like some drug that they give people for a decade that causes hundreds of thousands of women to have deformed children. This isn't some drug that just makes one person, you know, have a heart attack. All these other recalled drugs, these aren't even drugs. These are genetically engineered nanotech viruses that go in and turn you into a servile biological android. Do you understand? The vaccines that they're rolling out are live virus bioweapons that re-engineer your brain. You've seen the reports where all over the world, Asia, Africa, Latin America, Central Asia, they give children UN-sanctioned polio shots, and the children come down with weaponized polio and die. And the government admits, oh, it was an accident with that vaccine. People are now waking up to the fact that the vaccines are causing convulsions and brain damage and cancer. And so what's their answer? They're coming out and saying, don't worry, instead of a shot, have a banana. They're coming out, Nobel laureate scientist defines future vaccines as food. They're pharmacological crops that grow the live virus, whether it gives you cancer or gives you polio or literally sends viruses in to eat parts of your brain. It's all being done. Bill Gates is coming out with a biologically engineered mosquito to forcibly deliver vaccines to you.
There's new drug discovery going on. Our foundation has backed a vaccine that's going into phase 3 trial that starts in a couple months. And that should save over two-thirds of lives if it's effective.
And most sickeningly, over and over again, they claim, oh, it's to make you not depressed anymore. All of you have problems. You shouldn't be upset about things. No, we're meant to get upset at a biological level and say no to this tyranny. And so they're coming out saying, oh, we're going to re-engineer your brain, cognitive enhancements. We're going to help you. The mercury's helping your brain on newscasts all over the country. Oh, the convulsions are helping you. Oh, lithium, a toxic metal that they want to put in the water, it's helping you. You're going to feel much better after all of this is done.
What's wrong?
Never mind.
They're not coming for us. They're already here. We're in danger. Many of you who have a child who seems to be dumbed down and isn't as smart as anybody else in your family, and something's wrong with them. It's the vaccines. It's the GMO food. Many of you who had an 18-month-old baby who was healthy and happy, they take that third round of shots. They have a convulsion that night, and they never talk again. They're turning you into servile minions who will do whatever you're told and who can't get angry and can't resist. Why do they want lithium in the water? They admit to make you submit. What does sodium fluoride and all the studies do? Make you submit. And what do these vaccines do? They make you passive. They make you unable to get angry. Anger is a propulsion system to make you stand up for your species. This is a hostile corporate takeover of the very genetic code of not just the plants and animals, but humanity itself. It is the most diabolical, covert operation ever seen. And now these people are out in the open. It's admitted. Do you understand? It's admitted. They want to make these shots mandatory in public schools to make you servile. Oh, but you don't want to become addicted to drugs. What do you think drugs mimic? They mimic natural chemicals in the brain that stir creativity and anger and love and everything else. It's those key receptors. They're literally going for the soul of man that is in the beautiful, detailed, complex computer that is the human mind. This is a hack against the human mind, a hack against the human soul, and we must stand up and resist it. They realize there's a worldwide revolt against this technocracy, against dehumanization. You need to become educated on these facts and join the resistance against this scientific dictatorship. Now is the time to realize that history is taking place right now, that we're living in the 21st century, and a scientific tyranny has taken over. If we are successful in defeating these people, historians will look back on this time as the greatest covert genocide in history. They will look back on it as the ultimate example of pure evil and corruption, this creeping death. Now, I've warned the public, and I will continue to detail what's happening.
In areas where lithium in trace amounts is in the drinking water, there seems to be a lower level of suicidality. And in the Texas counties that were studied, there's actually a lower crime rate.
And how these enemies come out and talk in their simpering, lisping tones real softly to coax you and to advertise all this death and dehumanization as if it's good.
The theory is that very low or trace amounts of lithium enhance connectivity between neurons. And doing that over the course of a lifetime, a lifetime exposure, makes the brain more healthy.
Now I want to talk to the social engineers whose religion is a control freak system of dehumanization. You are like cancer. You're racing through the body politic. You think you're invincible, and you may kill the host. You may destroy our species, but not without a fight. You are disgusting, wicked people who love ruling over others. Everything you do creates death and destruction in its path. You sold Prozac as a way to stop depression when in your own trials you knew it massively increased suicide. Now you're telling us how great lithium, a toxic metal, an antipsychotic is going to be put in the water mandatory. We've got the studies. It's already in most of the water supplies. We know you're adding it. You are sickening, disgusting filth. And we're going to rally the world population against you, and we're going to bring you to justice. And I pray, God, that humanity makes it through what you've attempted to do, how you've saddled up next to us like a spider in the dark and tried to spin your webs of control around us while we were asleep. But the sleeping giant that is humanity is waking up to who you are and what you are. And I pray to the creator of the universe, and I beg for just the average person out there as well to research just who you are
and how you're involved in a scorched earth takeover of society to secure your ill-gotten gains. And I want you to know that I'm going to do everything I can to rally free humanity against you, and that we are going to defeat you. But whether we win or not, whether you lose or fail, at least we were real humans. We were good, decent people that saw the truth, and we stood up against you. And no matter what happens in this, you are still degenerate, dehumanizing filth. You are aberrant, malfunctioning trash. And you look at everything good and wholesome and tell us that we are malfunctioning. So I pray that you be defeated. But either way, in this time and space, on this planet, good people stood up against what you are and did everything they could to help the innocents. When I look at all the children that you've brain damaged and all the children dying of cancer, and I look at all the things that you've done to humanity, it makes me want to vomit. You are doing this because this is only the next wave to first neutralize us so we're calm and sedate and can't resist, so you can roll in with the hard kill weapons. I know that. And I want to tell you something else. A lot of you that think that you're part of the winning team, you're going to find out that your masters hate you more than they even hate free humanity, because they know that you know where the bodies are buried, and they know you're a bunch of wicked control freaks that they need to kill first once they take over, or you'll start trying to overthrow them. They understand your nature. They use their propaganda to manipulate good men throughout history to serve their evil aims. So understand this. You're going to fail one way or another. You've decided to put your soul on the side of darkness for all eternity for what you're doing to humanity and butchering our DNA and literally mutating the human spirit in your control freak lust for power. And so all of you, one way or another, will fail. So all that matters is, in this time and space, I stood up for what's right. I saw you clearly for what you are. And I know in my heart there's a very good chance we're going to beat you. But that's up to all the people out there watching this. Do they have the courage to face the facts? Do they have the courage to take action?
If you feel you are not properly sedated, call 348-844 immediately. Failure to do so may result in prosecution for criminal drug evasion.
Well, there's your loving brain-eating vaccines, but, you know, that's just me being scary. Why not have the government inject you with something that goes in and attacks your brain tissue and changes it by killing brain cells? It's an enhancement. Focused calm. Never being upset again. Jab that could put a stop to stress without slowing us down. They just changed the bad DNA by eating the brain tissue that DNA commanded your mother to grow in her uterus. Let me read you a quote here before we go to our guest. The new world order that is in the making must focus on the creation of a world of democracy, peace and prosperity for all, Nelson Mandela in the Philadelphia Inquirer, October 1994. Well, that global government is certainly not being set up for that, Mr. Mandela. Look at Africa. In many areas, half the population has HIV, even though they've been studied and haven't had sex. It's in the vaccines. By the way, they're not just killing us with brain-eating vaccines that target our cerebral cortex. Sodium fluoride targets it, and it also targets the hypothalamus and other organs of the brain, other glands that are associated with higher intelligence and true supercomputer full-spectrum analysis that all of us have. We literally have lost most of humanity. We're deep into a science fiction nightmare. We're under chemical and biological warfare. I'm going to play this short clip about one of our sponsors and the way we fund ourselves. That's how we do it, is promoting things we believe in. It's the ProPure water filtration system. I got British Berkeys. I got big Berkeys. They're fine. I got other systems. But ProPure has bigger filters, impregnated with silver. I've been using it for over a year. It's an amazing system. And then I see idiots commenting on YouTube saying, there's no filter that reduces fluoride. Why it goes through? No, these have special fluoride filters that have a chemical reaction in them. Just look up filtering fluoride. You'll see chemical filters that do this. The point is, nothing's perfect, but if you use something like distillation, it takes all the minerals, everything out of it, and is good for you for a while, but starts actually stripping stuff out of your body. distilled water is a medical treatment. It's a chelator. It's very powerful. In fact, I drink some distilled water. I drink some reverse osmosis, but I mainly drink filtered water through the old-fashioned gravity-fed system. I also drink spring water. You want a wide spectrum of cleaner waters to get different cofactors. Water is a magical thing. But the best system, period, you can take swamp water and put it in gravity-fed filters and then drink it. That's the point, is that these gravity filters are the best system out there. ProPure, available at InfoWars.com. You enter the code WATER, get 10% off. I don't know how long we're going to be running this special. It's been very, very popular. But that's my whole point. I love, though, the fact that as soon as people said there's no such thing as a fluoride filter, people were like, well, here they are. The point is, here's this little blurb. We'll come back with Mark Moreno. Stay with us. It's InfoWars Nightly News. I really enjoy it when the globalists try to poison us, and, we resist them via a free market system. Hello, my fellow Info Warriors. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the ProPure family of gravity-fed filters. Now, you know that the globalists are filling our water with radioactive isotopes, fluoride, lead, mercury, arsenic. And one of the few systems that can efficiently and economically remove or reduce down to non-detectable levels these poisons are gravity-fed filters. And ProPure is the top of the line. Their filters are impregnated with silver, a natural antibiotic. On top of that, they're bigger, so they filter faster. You don't have to prime these the first time you use them. It's amazing. Go to InfoWars.com and click on the shopping cart link to see the entire family of these babies. Now, the fluoride they add to our water is so tiny that most filters can't cut it out. But ProPure has their system that will, again, reduce it to non-detectable levels, almost get all of it out of there. That's also available. And if you look at the different systems they offer, the ProPure Big Brush Finish is on a stand, so it's easier on a table or at your restaurant or wherever you have it to go up with a glass or a mug and fill it up. Then there's this big baby right here, the ProPure King Large Version. Got a lot of different options that come with it. Also, they have the ProPure Big, probably one of the best values out there. And, of course, it's burnished stainless steel. And then what I use on my RV, something that's great for your hunting cabin or the back porch, is the ProPure Traveler. Small and portable, but packs a huge punch, cleans out all that garbage. They also have a glass sight spigot, so you don't have to take the top off and look in the bottom area to see how much water. You can see how fast it's filtering with this optional system. The globalists obviously are hitting us through our water. It's time to take control of our lives. It's time to not give our children and families these poisons. And these systems cut it down to non-detectable levels across the board. ProPure is the name. I only promote what I believe in. And I use ProPure in my home and my office. And I recommend that you check out the information on ProPure at InfoWars.com. We already have the lowest price at InfoWars.com on the ProPure gravity filter system. But when you add in the 10% off when InfoWarriors use the product code WATER at InfoWars.com, nobody can top it. So again, it's a win-win-win. Stop drinking the poison water. Checkmate the globalists when it comes to your health, and support InfoWars.com and the work we're doing here. You know, many revolutionaries rob banks and things and kidnap people for funds. We promote in the free market the products we use that are about preparedness. That's how we fund this revolution against the New World Order in our move to restore our constitutional republic and the spirit of 1776 worldwide. Check it out at InfoWars.com. ProPure, top of the line, number one, most powerful and effective and economical gravity-fed water system in the world. ProPure, available, discounted at InfoWars.com. Don't forget product code WATER to save 10%. It's the latest generation, years in development. ProPure is the name. I'm announcing our biggest contest ever. And we're looking for people who love freedom and who want to be all in the resistance to tyrants. So you say you want to fight the New World Order. Why, if you were on the radio, if you were Alex Jones, you'd really kick some globalist ass. Well, here's your chance. We're hiring not one, but two new reporters whose reports are going to be on the radio, whose reports are going to be on the nightly news, who will even anchor the show. If you're ready, here's your chance to step into my shoes, and I hope you surpass what I've done. Two winners, $10,000 in prizes, and a shot to be a reporter inside the InfoWars.com command center. We're looking to hire one male reporter and one female reporter. And when you win $5,000. Your video gets seen by hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people on YouTube, and you get put into the very front of the running to be hired as a reporter slash anchor right here in our operation. Do you have what it takes to be the next Info Warrior? The rules are posted below me here and at InfoWars.com. This is a big deal. You know, the globalists are expanding their global empire, but at the same time, the people are waking up all over the world. We've expanded our operations in the last year. We've added the nightly news 5 nights a week. We're making more special reports. We're reaching 15 million people every week. In a year, I want that to be 30 million. This is your chance to join the team. I want to see what you can do. But a big hint is this. Can your news piece make the news? Does it get people's attention? Does it educate people? Does it open minds? That's more important than being beautiful or speaking with perfect eloquence as an orator. All of that is important. But we're looking for people that have that magic spark, that fire of liberty in their heart, because I want you to join our team. I want to give you a launch pad so you can really take off and engage the globalist. And if this works, we'll have contests all the time, and we'll continue to build this operation. I'm involved in a talent search, looking for people who have the fires of liberty burning in their hearts and their minds. You've got until April 30th to complete your news report, and then we'll announce the winners 1 week later. Are you going to join the info war? Do you have what it takes? It's up to you. All serious entries will be posted on InfoWars.com. So everybody wins. You're getting the message of liberty out, and that's what really matters. But in the final equation, it's not about showing Alex Jones what you got. It's about showing the world and the globalist that no army can stop an idea whose time has come. Join me in the InfoWar. So you say you want to fight the info war. You say you want to go head up against the New World Order. You can do a better job than Alex Jones. I know you can. And here's your chance to prove your mettle. Welcome back to this Monday, April 2nd edition of InfoWars Nightly News. Last Friday, we wrote an article that got linked on the Drudge Report, and it also got picked up in literally hundreds of publications. Climate change skeptics are mentally ill and are in need of treatment, I guess re-education. It's not the first time we've heard things like this. We've also seen newspapers call for the arrest of people that don't believe in man-made global warming. We've seen calls for rationing our society. We've seen calls for violence against people who dare even question. Now, at first they said that there was absolute consensus by every scientist on Earth that A, global warming was happening, and B, it was man-made. Now they admit that they've basically engaged in a bunch of fraud, but still it's for the betterment of establishing their global government. Now, there's nobody out there who can chronicle all of their dangerous activities like Mark Moreno of ClimateDepot.com. the premier site that chronicles all of this information. And whereas we can laugh at these authoritarians, and sometimes it's funny how openly authoritarian they are, we see it as a joke because we love liberty. Listen, they've got the backing of the power structure, as Mark was pointing out to me here when we were during the break about to come back. And so I want him to elaborate on that, because she isn't just one kook saying this. There's so many examples of governments and academics saying this, that this is the move. They want, quote, green fascism. They've said, well, the public's not listening. We've got to have green fascism. So this is the new authoritarianism. This is the major push by academics, government minions, corrupt corporations. This is the global power grab. They want a global tax. Durbin set that up. And Mark Moreno of ClimateDepot.com is here to break down Professor Kerry Norgaard, who is running around the world saying that we need to basically be locked up. Mark, thanks for coming on short notice on this. This story's gotten a lot of traction. Why is it getting more attention than the hundreds of other professors basically saying the same thing?
Well, this is a lady, she's actually at a big conference in London right now with other sort of globalists, discussing global warming and environment and how they're going to be essentially trying to move us toward a global governance in the world. This is a big, major paper that this Kerry Norgaard has presented. And what she's saying is we need to identify the conservatives that essentially there's something wrong with our brains and that we need treatment. And this is being neatly compared, obviously, Stalin, who used to accuse his political opponents of being mentally ill. And we don't know exactly what kind of treatment Kerry Norgaard is proposing, but we do know that Professor Lau of New York University, is now coming out and talking about human engineering. This was just a paper from a few weeks prior to her paper. And this follows on a book by a guy named Chris Mooney called The Republican Brain. The conservative brain. He's now looking, other mainstream global warming guys who are involved with, science bodies in Washington DC that are now being politicized. They're looking at our brains and conservative brains and saying there's something wrong here and they're trying to analyze it. We actually have a new study out saying that conservatism in general is linked to low brain power. This has all been in the last month, Alex, all these new studies coming out. It's as though the left has decided now to formally and officially transition to saying that if you don't agree with them, we're all mental defectives. And that is where this is going. And we're not, this isn't hyperbole. This isn't alarmism. We now have academic papers accepted in peer-reviewed journals by professors at major universities presented at major international conferences. This is a frightening time that we're living in.
And Mark, words cannot describe it. How bizarre it is. She says it's racism. I know the EU and England are saying climate denial is Holocaust denial, and they just bring race into it. I remember Obama's people saying, if you're not for government Obamacare, you're racist. I remember seeing a bunch of the different hosts on MSNBC, like Chris Matthews and others. And to someone who is sane, it makes no sense, but they're purely trying to punch buttons and behaving like they're God. They sit up on the mountain and they tell us what we can and can't believe. And they're now having the psychological publications come out and say that you're mentally ill if you don't believe in this. They're really trying to set the stage like Stalin did, arresting his detractors and putting them in mental institutions. Do you think this is going to discredit them, or does that matter because they've got the power structure behind them?
No, they do. And we may sit here and laugh at someone like Professor Norgaard, but Al Gore has made very similar accusations that global warming skeptics are likened to anyone who opposed, civil rights of the 1960s for black people. We have, people at Grist magazine, a major environmental publication, saying that global warming skeptics need Nuremberg-style trials for, quote, the bastards, for us not allowing, quote, solutions to man-made global warming, openly comparing us to Nazis that we need to be persecuted like they did in Nuremberg, the Nuremberg trials. We have NASA's lead scientist saying it's crimes against humanity, the idea that we're not fighting global warming. We have RFK Jr., who's come out and said global warming skeptics are traitors and treasonous. And this goes on and on. We have state climatologists who are fired because they don't toe the line on this. We have UN scientists who've resigned in disgust. They do not allow dissent. And we've known that for years. But what the new development here is, and it's really getting creepy, and it's much deeper than we can even scratch the surface here. We have people like Professor Stephen Running who come out and identified the five stages of grief, why global warming skeptics don't accept global warming, that essentially we're in the denial stage because it's such an overwhelming problem. We refuse to accept that life as we know it is coming to an end. They've all put on their amateur psychiatric boxes, and they're now going after our brains. And they're now openly advocating human engineering, shrinking us, psychiatric drugs for us. This is what Stephen Lau, professor from SUNY, State University of New York, their university are coming out and proposing psychiatric drugs so that we won't want to eat meat. And now, of course, we have Ms. Professor Norgaard calling for treatment. This is now, I can't even put words on this because the comparisons are so obvious. My headline at Climate Depot has it up there. Nazis, Stalin. I mean, I don't like to throw those historical comparisons around, but there's really nothing short of that that is appropriate here.
That's who did it. The communist Chinese, the communist Russians, the Nazis all used the psychiatrist. But let's talk about the nightmare face of tyranny, face of evil. She is saying, arrest us or put us in a psychiatric facility, and she's very, very proud of herself. But in some of these photos we've seen, I mean, just looking at her, I don't like to get on somebody looks, but her eyes look like someone that is a stereotypical loon. I mean, I'm sorry. In fact, guys, can you put the photo back up, the big one? I mean, I don't go off a book's cover. No, not that one, the other one. I mean, she loved me. I'm sorry. I shouldn't even go there.
Yeah, all I can say is people can look at the photo for themselves. She seems very, very proud. Has many photos available of herself on the web. But I don't think that's the issue here. The issue is the fact that she has elected herself the ability to recognize us mental defects, people who don't believe global warming is human caused and a major threat to our planet. And the fact that she thinks we need treatment. Her university, University of Oregon, could not be prouder of her. They issued a breathless press release on this, on her new study. So no, this is just pure excitement.
It's wonderful. People that want to actually have peer-reviewed science and people that don't like forged documents are evil. Put them in a psychiatric facility. And then you show her and she literally looks like everything you associate with somebody with an IQ below room temperature. I mean, she looks like she's got 100 cats in her house and has never seen a man she doesn't hate. It conjures up images of these women, you know, that make their boys sit on the toilet, you know.
For the record, I'm not saying any of those comments. I don't want to get into her. I'm not getting into her appearance. But I will say this. This is on the heels of the latest developments right now. There's a new study. You probably remember this from Al Gore's. Al Gore's producer, Lori David, did the children's book that showed showed CO2 leading temperature, exactly opposite of what all ice core data has shown. It's actually temperature goes up and then ice core, CO2 follows. Well, now a new study is coming out. They've got rid of the medieval warm period years ago. In fact, it was called the inconvenient medieval warm period. They had to get rid of it. Now they deny its existence, the global warmest. Now they're coming out with a new study reversing that trend, and they're going to claim in the ice core that the new historical data shows that CO2 now leads temperature. They've gone back. They're monkeying with more of the data now, and they've also gone back and changed years. They've gone back now to the 90s and are changing temperature data, saying now that other years, more recent years, are hotter now than the 1998, which was previously the hottest year, the UN temperature data. So this is all this psychiatric stuff on the heels of them going back, changing the historical record. NASA has been caught now changing and making the 1930s cooler than its current temperatures so they can show a warming trend more pronounced. Imagine if a financial firm on Wall Street went back to the 90s or the 1980s and said, hey, we're going to make our revenues lower back then so we can show more profit over the last 30, 40 years. That's what they're doing. On the heels of all this, what people are calling openly climate fraud, they're now coming in and now going after our brains. They're calling for human engineering. They're calling for genetic alteration, and they're calling for treatment for us mental defectives. This is a movement. You could say it's in its last throes of desperation, but my fear is it's getting into its more solidified phase where they're now getting more and more power, and they're realizing that now is the time to act, and they're really going after any and all dissent from the orthodoxy on this. And this is a very scary time when you see the data being tampered and now major publications and respected global warming activists being treated with respect by both the media, by international conferences, calling for treatment for anyone who disagrees. This is a frightening time in which we live.
And, of course, all these top academics and others are saying ration cards, make everybody pay more. We have the Austin City Council say, yeah, we want to increase your power bill by 80%. And they said it's for the earth. You should pay more. No, really, it's for a special consortium connected to Obama that shut down the other power plants who's going to make more money. So there, so these foreign corporations come in, cut off our power, and then want to almost double charge us. I mean, it is just, it has nothing to do with it. Look, we know they have these academics that get off on the funding and the power trips and the discussions of, you know, arrest Lord Monckton, you know, kill people, you know, drug us, put us in straitjackets. And I know we laugh at it, but you're right. They've got the power, but above, you know, just kind of the dimwits that are on power trips as, you know, the soldiers of trendiness, above that, who's steering the agenda overall?
Well, this is still very much, you know, Maurice Strong is going to be at this upcoming Rio summit, and I'll be going there. Yes, I'm going to take the sacrifice of going to the beaches of Rio in June to attend this new UN Earth Summit. It's going to be 20-year follow-up to the abomination that the first George H.W. Bush went to legitimize, agreed the United States, which brought about Agenda 21, which brought about the Kyoto Protocol. We have nothing but the first George Bush to thank for this United Nations legacy. So much of this is emanating from there, from the top of that. And they're going to now roll climate change into species extinction, deforestation, resource extraction. And the United Nations, he who controls carbon controls life. Well, he who controls all aspects of life is going to control life. And that's what the UN is now achieving, striving for. They're going to be with going after species and land use. They're going to be able to control transportation, seaways, agriculture, all the way across the board, much beyond what they were able to do with climate. And they're going to roll climate into this agenda. And this is going to be their next agenda going forward, as climate is going to still be front and center, but they're going to roll it into this, and they're going to expand these other issues because they're having trouble propagandizing because the data isn't there to support global warming. So they're going to mix it in with everything else. And it's a question of, you know, where we stand. Is a President Romney, for example, who's going to be surrounded by all these warmed over George Bush global warming believing people like James Conaton. Those are who's advising Mitt Romney on George on his campaign, former George Bush people who were big United Nations global warming supporters. So we have a frightening scenario. And I would argue, and I'll tell you this, Alex, I'll say this seriously, many of the people I used to work in the Senate with do not agree with me, don't like me saying this. You could almost argue we'd be safer with Obama as president in a second term with a united Republican opposition based on partisanship, not principle, than you would be with a Republican like Mitt Romney surrounded with a bunch of people who believe in global warming and Republicans forced to support him because they, quote, have to support the president and support their team. So there's an argument to be made that a unified opposition based on partisanship, partisanship is probably the greatest friend of liberty we have, because most of the people on Washington don't go.
That's right. No. The founding fathers said gridlock is good. Yeah. It's another form of separation of powers. And it's the big mega banks, some of the special interests, the crony capitalists who are anti-free market, want this planned economy, and they always exempt themselves, like General Electric is, from their own carbon rules that Obama is now bringing back outside of law to start shutting down new ones that were going to be opened and shutting down old ones. And it all comes down to select groups creating artificial scarcity and making bigger profits. Let me ask you this, because
you mentioned coal,
Well, expand on that point.
Well, the coal thing is huge right now. Obama's EPA is going to be forcing coal plants to have carbon capture and storage. In other words, capturing what we exhale from our mouth. We inhale oxygen, exhale CO2. What the biosphere loves, trees and plants want more CO2. And they're going to be forcing them to do it. What they're going to do is they're going to shut down coal plants, future coal plants, DOA. Existing coal plants are next to be on the chopping block. We have people like Mayor Bloomberg in New York bragging that his partnership with environmental groups has stopped hundreds of coal plants across the country. Coal is nearly 50% of our electricity. It's the lifeblood of our economy. If a foreign invader were doing what the Obama administration were doing, we'd be up in arms fighting anyone going after the lifeblood of our civilization, which is coal-fired power and oil, carbon-based energy. I repeat it to you again, Alex. One of the greatest liberators of mankind in the history of our planet is carbon energy. President Obama has his science czar and his energy secretary both openly hostile to energy. We have his science czar actually came out and said, John Holdren actually came out and said, we need to deindustrialize the United States. He actually came out and said cheap energy is one of the hazards of a free society. We know Secretary Chu has called for European style gas prices. We know President Obama said that his plan, electricity prices will necessarily skyrocket. I would argue they're very competent. They're doing exactly what they said they wanted to do. This is not a case of, oh, this is an unintended consequence. If only we could explain to President Obama and his administration. No, this is what their stated goal is, and they're achieving their stated goal. What they are doing to our energy, and they've destroyed the American SUV, they destroyed American automobiles.
It's economic espionage, but it's worse. They're globalists like Maurice Strong, who have moved everything to communist China. They get 3 new plants a week. We don't get 3 a year. It's simple.
That's right.
They've moved everything to China. They're shutting us off. And I say to the environmentalist, I say, hey, if they're building new plants there that don't have any scrubbers, and so the same carbon's going out in the same atmosphere, isn't it good to have it here with you know, some of the reasonable things they put on the last 50 years? And they just will not hear me. I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
Any coal plants built in the United States are going to be radically improved and much cleaner than previous generation ones. Instead, you're right. They're relocating. It's the same thing with the Keystone Pipeline, others. It's all going to end up going to Asia and other parts of the world that don't have anywhere near the stringent environmental standards that we have. Keep in mind, since 1970, we've radically improved our air and water quality while at the same time increasing our population and economic growth. The two are mutually beneficial. If you look back at the old failed socialist regimes like in Eastern Europe, where they had, you know, the worst technology, the most polluting technology, statism leads to the worst environment. So now we're faced with Obama putting $80 billion in a stimulus, trying to pick winners and losers through the political process, going to worthless waste of money on solar and wind power. Solar and wind competed with carbon-based energy, and they had their asses kicked repeatedly. And now people think, well, if only they had enough money. Well, look at the numbers. No matter how much subsidies they throw into wind and solar, they don't produce the energy that we need. And they actually have major environmental problems. In the Mojave Desert, windmills are the same imprint, same damage to the environment as a mining industry. Solar power is not producing more energy.
Well, that's like these idiots that say electric cars are great and they feel all good about it. It's electricity generated by coal that they're getting in the car, and the windmills don't deliver the power. But again, it's not meant to really work. It's meant to shut down their competition and just give billions to their friends who half the time, as you know, don't even build anything. It's just pure looting.
The Fisker Karma electric car, the luxury car, $100,000, was more than Solyndra got. It got, I think Solyndra got $527 or $528. This got like $529 million. Al Gore's companies were the ones behind pushing it. It failed its first test with Consumer Reports. The entire car died. This is a boutique vehicle. Hollywood celebrities like Justin Timberlake and Al Gore, the only ones that can afford it. And beyond that, the car is actually made in Finland. So it's not even U.S. jobs. And CBS News, of all places, did the analysis. 80% of these green stimulus funds all came from former Obama campaign donors. This is crony capitalism at its worst. So again, they're taking away our energy. They're going to destroy our economy. At the same time, they're monkeying fraudulently with the global warming data and theory, changing CO2 versus temperature, changing past temperature data, changing what years were hot, what years were cold. At the same time, they're now going after our brains, and they're calling all their opponents mental defectives. This has all the hallmarks of a totalitarian movement.
Well, that was my next question for you. Just growing up, being around these type of academics and people, reading news over the years, I've noticed that it's like a sacrament with liberals, who aren't even really liberals, they're authoritarian control freaks on average, to drug their children. And I've seen statistics that liberals, in some cases 3-1, drug their kids, Prozac, Ritalin, they really enjoy it, especially their boys. These liberal mothers enjoy attacking their sons, and you know, that's why I was making the joke about making the boys sit on the toilet. Because you know, it's not right that they stand up. That makes the women feel bad. This whole anti-male thing. And I see this obsession in schools with drugging the boys, period. So it's this witch-like proclivity, and I see it everywhere where they say drug. You know, we've got to drug people so they're not racist. We've got to drug the water so you behave. We've got to make you do what we want. And I really think it's an army of people who never got invited to the party, an army of people that are so feeble that all they know is the will to power. But they're like nightmare creatures. They're like the goblins that serve the devil in the movie Legend or something. I mean, I just can't describe that when I look at their photos, they all look the same. They always have this crazy look in their eyes, leering smiles. I know you've noticed it battling them on Capitol Hill. I mean, what is it about these people? I mean, it's like they're space aliens or something.
Well, I interviewed Peter Singer years ago, the Princeton bioethicist. And whenever you hear the word ethicist with a professor, you had to run because it's usually...
That's the folks saying kill babies up to age three.
That's right. Yes, he believes that they have the same right that chimpanzees have more rights than baby humans. And he also talks about how animals can consent to have sexual relations with humans. I mean, this guy is a hero of the intellectual left. And this is the kind of people that pass as their intellectual leaders. And so at some point he says Christianity is harmful to animals. He says all kinds, the wackier they get, the more respect they get. People like Paul Ehrlich, the author of The Overpopulation Bomb, who, as we've talked about on the show, John Lennon made a chump of in the 1970s. John Lennon was right about population, and he didn't have a PhD degree like Paul Ehrlich and didn't have the international media trumpeting his views. So all of these scientists, the more wrong they are, people like NASA's James Hansen couldn't be more wrong in all his temperature predictions from 20 years ago, the more feted they get. We've seen this even in the NFL. The losing coaches seem to just keep moving from team to team, getting all these lucrative contracts. Never makes any sense. Same thing here with the media coverage of and the respect of these leftists and the intellectual left. No matter how wrong they are, no matter how spectacularly wrong they are. In the case of Paul Ehrlich, he's near 80 years old. He still wins lifetime achievement awards. He gets feted as though he's one of the most intelligent and prescient men of our times. And you can't look at anyone besides he and John Holdren, who have probably been more wrong and more ill-equipped to ever hold the title of PhD. I always say they make a mockery of their PhD, but the more they do it, the more awards and the more respect they get.
In fact, we can put on screen one of those articles where a month or so ago the big Journal of Bioethics came out. This is what's replaced the Hippocratic Oath and said, yeah, kill babies up to three. Bill Gates says, yeah, go ahead and kill grandma and we'll hire 10 teachers and the liberals. And again, they call themselves liberals, all clapped. You know, in the final equation, we're talking to Mark Moreno of ClimateDepot.com. When you look at these people, they really are just authoritarians. I don't even think that they really are, in their own minds, liberals. They're not like Thomas Jefferson, who's rolling over in his grave with these people calling themselves liberal. He was a real classical liberal for more freedom. All they do is spew textbook tyranny, but because they walk around in sandals and lisp at people and their eyes don't point the right directions, it's like that's how Dr. Pianca at UT looks like a male version of this woman. Eyes don't point the right direction, can hardly talk, but walks around lisping, talking about exterminating 90% of humanity, and looks like a troll. And so we're supposed to go, oh, kill me! You're the Superman! I mean, there's something weird about people that look and act like trolls that can hardly talk, always talking about what trash we are. So here's my question. Dealing with eugenics, what do you call these people? Because they're not liberals. They're obsessed, as you know, with population control, everybody's crud but them, the world's too overpopulated. Well, if it's too overpopulated, why don't they do the world a favor? I'm not telling them commit suicide, but before they cut the power off to Africans and literally kill hundreds of millions, you know, the sleeping pills are in the medicine cabinet.
Well, yeah, it's funny. There actually is a movement called the Voluntary Human Extinction Movement. And I think these are people, they actually don't advocate killing themselves. I think they advocate not reproducing, which I don't think a lot of people would have a problem with, given that they have such a misanthropic view of the world. But, you know, this is, you ask if they're just totalitarian. The bottom line is Nancy Pelosi went to China and said, we need a complete inventory in every aspect of our lives to combat global warming. UK, you refer to this, has a proposal for a carbon ration card where your employer would monitor your home energy use, your train travel, your airline travel, and if you go over your exceeded amount, you get taxed. If you're under, you get a credit. We have a German climate advisor who's actually come out and wants a CO2 budget for every man, woman, and child on the planet, monitored presumably by international agencies.
No, I got to stop you. I got to stop you. No more single family homes. And when you mention the airline stuff, they've already begun the global tax. I just want to point out they have the power. Yeah. They're doing this. That's why they're so arrogant. They're putting the carbon taxes in. They're moving. They got the smart meters. They admit that now will control our houses. I mean,
in
this
California, they openly tried to do that. The government would control your thermostat. And actually, the New York Times said it was like an episode out of Outer Limits. The New York Times actually had some honest.
So who are they? How do we stop these maniacs? I mean, what is their end game?
Well, the problem I have is they need real opposition. And if you look at the modern Republican Party today, it's not real opposition to anything they're proposing. And that's why I get so frustrated. It's like if you could actually oppose these people on principled, ideological, in-their-face grounds, we could achieve victory. Instead, most of this stuff happens behind the scene. We're losing our shower heads, our dishwashers, our washing machines, our toilets, our SUVs, our electricity. All of it's happening mostly through bureaucracies behind the scenes. Republican leaders are mostly silent. People like Mitt Romney have former George Bush advisors who buy into the entire man-made global warming thing and praise the United Nations science. And so I don't know. I mean, we don't have a real opposition party to what is happening there right now at our government. And it's the only thing I can think of is public awareness, and the public has to. That's how we defeated the climate bill. It wasn't even the Tea Parties. It was the town hall meetings. Democrat congressmen went home to their district.
Exactly. And that's where we're turning the tide. So they're getting desperate, saying arrest them, put them in psychiatric facilities, drug them, charge them, because they know we're kicking their butts. So we've come from behind. It's now basically at halftime. In the last 2 minutes, Mark, other points that you think are key for people to know, how do we beat these monsters?
Well, I mean, this is, the brain thing. There's a book out called by Chris Mooney about the Republican brain. And this is a sort of a soft version. They're analyzing what makes conservatives tick, what makes global warming skeptics tick. And by the way, I will note that at Climate Diva, we have a whole report on liberal, left-wing, in many cases anarchist, scientists and professors who are absolutely global warming skeptics. So many on the left can't stand it. They actually say this is akin to big state corporatism, and they say that, this is a made-up thing of the white middle class, upper middle class in the world, the idea of man-made global warming. So many of the left is shedding this, especially the libertarian left. And as we go forward on this, people need to understand this is absolutely a hardcore partisan political movement on one hand when it comes to the science, and frightening totalitarian impulse on the other hand. And we're talking about beyond global governance, beyond the CO2 budget for every man, woman, and child. These things are proposed with the rights for Mother Earth that are coming out of United Nations climate conferences. This is a whole movement afoot. And what it is United Nations and other, we'll call them bureaucratic bean counters, or just the arrogance of central planners. They really think every aspect of our lives need to be managed. This is their arrogance. This is their conceit. It's not like they wake up every day and say, I want to be like Hitler or Stalin, or I want to be a totalitarian. They wake up with actually the capacity to think, if only we could do this, if only we could manage this in this part of our life, we could manage the energy economy, and we could manage this sociological group. And this is how you breed totalitarianism. Even if you don't think that far ahead, or you don't consider yourself one, you're a part of it. And that's what people like Professor Norgaard are very much, or Professor Lau, who wants to do the human engineering. He says, oh, it's voluntary, and this is all going to enhance liberty because we're not forcing anyone to do it. But once you go down that road, nothing's voluntary. How do you even ethically start those kind of experiments? We have a guy named Professor Donald Brown from Stanford who's a climate ethicist who says it's now unethical to oppose global warming solutions. We have United Nations has said it's, quote, criminally irresponsible. This is what they're on record in 2007, criminally irresponsible to deny man-made global warming. These words mean something.
Sure,
When you have Al Gore at the UN conference, I don't know if you recall this, but they were trying to ask him questions. You had armed UN jackbooted thugs stopping people from asking Al Gore questions at the Copenhagen conference in 2009. This is a frightening, frightening development. They are in this. This is all in for them, this environment, climate. They're going to be expanding it to species coming up at Rio Summit in June. And I'd love to talk to you from there, Alex. I'll be there for about a week in Rio at this conference. And this is going to be a big to-do. because they're going to be doing the shift back to sort of generalized environmental issues and endangered species.
Sure, sure. No, can't wait to see your coverage from that at climatedepot.com. Of course, we'll have you on at Infowars.com and, of course, on the nightly news as well. But, again, when you say you can't find words to describe it, this is happening because the global elite, the big mega banks that are anti-free market, they want a managed economy. And that's why no matter how much they get exposed, they keep moving forward. They just throw out their little, you know, academics as their cannon fodder because they'll stumble forward into the intellectual machine gun fire. But I agree with you. It is time to get people involved against these people because, again, there's like a spirit about them, the way they look, the way they act. And I know you're saying that, well, you know, it's not like they wake up and want to be authoritarian. If you look at the whole environmental movement that they've taken over the last 60 years, as you know, it's always been about global government and authoritarianism. So I think that, you know, that's just their cover. It's just the authoritarianism is coming out now because they love running everything.
Yeah, in fact, Václav Klaus, the president of the Czech Republic, has said it best. With the fall of communism, the greatest threat to human liberty is what he calls ambitious environmentalism. Enough said. He said it. He's basically, they are the new totalitarians after the communists fell. This is what their mission is. This is what their goal is. And you mentioned all the other scares. No matter what the scare, global cooling, overpopulation, DDT, Amazon rainforest disappearing, every environmental scare always had the same exact solutions. More government control, more regulations, more limits on human freedom. It didn't matter what the problem was. And that's, you know, that's the irony of this whole thing. It's always about whatever they can get to achieve their ends. And it's about them managing other human beings. It's about the intellectual left doing social engineering and doing economic engineering and natural world engineering and planning and being in charge of
everything.
Well,
yeah, look at the geoengineering. They say, oh, it's secret. We're doing it. We're going to control the weather. I mean, it's just everything. It's like a comic book bad guy tries to do the stuff they do. It's like, what's a comic book bad guy do? He does A through Z. Well, A through Z, double checked. I got to throw this caveat out because I probably won't talk to you because you're so busy until you get down there to the Maurice Strong UN World Government Conference you're going to be covering. And hopefully you guys don't get roughed up like you and Lord Monckton have before. How is it going with their global carbon tax through the airlines? I know India is saying no. China's saying no. How is it going on their other moves to just put arbitrary taxes on? I mean, it looks to me like the world is starting to figure out this is a scam.
Yeah, in fact, you know, the good news is you mentioned those countries. Australia is bailing out on much of this. Canada just recently is bailing out on this. The United States has completely bailed on the international treaty, even under President Obama. And I say completely meaning they're just paying it lip service at the moment. So internationally, everything's just ground to a halt. That's why I think this UN summit coming up in Rio is going to try to regenerate everything. And again, this is something Republican presidents have supported. I was at the last one in Johannesburg, South Africa, 2002. President Bush sent Colin Powell. Here's the situation. Colin Powell showed up and got booed by the UN audience. Well, President Mugabe got cheered. The man who was seizing white-owned farms in formerly Zaire in Africa, they were seizing white-owned farms as a sort of reparations for slavery. He was the hero of the UN summit, and Colin Powell was booed as, you know, and I think George Bush should have been himself and ridiculed the conference. The problem is George Bush and his father have all basically bought into most.
Well, it was his dad at the 92 conference,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, it was. And his dad, again, his dad brought us the legacy of Agenda 21. His dad brought us the legacy of the Kyoto Protocol. And, you know, again, it really concerns me about the Republican standard bearer likely to be Mitt Romney that's going to have all of these same Bush advisors surrounding him, and he's already got him as campaign advisor.
ClimateDepot.com, Mark Moreno, I'll leave you with this. Good people don't ever stand up till stuff gets really bad. And people are starting to wake up because it's gotten bad. Like you said, they're moving fast. It's going to get a lot worse. In the final equation, no amount of straitjackets and drugs is going to stop us. These people have been exposed for what they are, a bunch of authoritarian bootlickers, and we're going to defeat them. Thank you so much, and good luck down there. Vaya con Dios when you're down there in Rio.
All right. Thanks a lot, Alex.
Thanks for the time, Mark. Okay, wow.
Thanks.
Wow. Incredible interview there. And I just want to thank Mark Moreno for coming on the show tonight with us. That's it for this edition of InfoWars Nightly News. Great job of the crew. Please go research everything he was talking about. It's all true and worse. The frustration is here. It's just so authoritarian, so corrupt, so wicked. The UN and all its crimes. I mean, this is such a nightmare. And I don't want to be ruled over by a bunch of authoritarian trendies. Okay, with their UN peacekeepers. I mean, you read Agenda 21, you read the UN biological diversity assessments and stuff. It's something out of Hunger Games. I mean, these people are dangerous, and there's never enough power for them. Great job with the crew. We'll see you back here tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Central.